Welcome. My name is Example. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast. Here we're going to inspire you. We're going to motivate you. We're going to push you. We're going to build you. Any obstacle that you ever encountered, you can overcome by believing in yourself. And here you're going to discover that strength. We're going to teach you how to hustle. We're going to teach you how to grind. We're going to teach you about all those things. Keep it locked in and stay tuned. Welcome to the I Am Example podcast, and I'm your host, Example. If you're trying to reach me, you can email me at iamexample456@gmail.com. And there you can send any recommendations for the example of the week in your hood, inspiration, somebody that inspired you or pushes you or motivates you, you dig? Email us and we'll get you on. Just give us some background about the example. And then you can also follow us on Instagram at @I_am_example456. And there you can get your daily motivational and inspirational quotes and pictures and share, like, share, subscribe to the channel, to the page on Instagram. And you can also message us on Instagram and we'll get back to you, you dig? And you also can follow us on YouTube at IAmExample456, and you can go there and like, share, and subscribe to the channel. There we also post the podcasts that we post out. So we load those up on YouTube and get those out to you, you dig? And let's get right into it. The example of the week is an author known by Donald Goins. And he's the example of the week because of the simple fact that he wrote one of the first books that I ever read that really genuinely impacted me. And the reason why it impacted me is because it was what I saw every day where I was growing up at, or where I grew up at. I could relate to it. I didn't know they wrote books like that. The first book I read that he wrote was Cry of Revenge, and my mother had gave it to me. And I was like, wow, they really write books like this? Like this gritty from ground zero? Like I can literally go outside and see a dope fiend or a crack fiend, whatever. And he was on ground zero or writing about ground zero, and I related to that. He also wrote Horson, which was a great book, and Dope Fiend. That was another great book. That's one of my favorite books that I ever wrote because it shows how an addict becomes an addict. And it pretty much, it's about this girl named Terry, and her boyfriend Teddy was already on heroin and he got her hooked on heroin. That's how come you have to be careful on who you associate yourself with. Watch the energy that you bring around you, you dig? Because you will be guilty by association and you'll become curious by association. So you have to be careful. You understand? So go check out those books. Great, great, great perspectives on the hood, the growing up in those rough, low-income areas. You dig? He really writes from ground zero. Don't forget, the name is Donald Goins. All right, we're going to get right into it and start pushing to it. You dig? The title of this podcast is There's No Church in the Wild. Church in the Wild. Let that marinate. You dig? No church in the wild. Yo, I got a story to tell, right? And it really, really cleared a lot of things up for me, right? I had a piece of property and I was selling the property. And the property happened to be the parking lot of a church. But for some reason, they didn't own that property. But they were utilizing that property, right? So I went to the church pastor. I went to the church bishop or whatever. And the bishop just looked down on me like, or he looked at me from a perspective like, no, you don't own this. You don't have the capabilities of owning this. And I'm saying, well, you can do the research. You can follow up and do whatever you need to do to verify that we own this, right? So I was like, it was a lot of back and forth and a lot of stuff like that. So I just did away with the whole situation and just put the property on the market. And somebody that was interested in buying the property said, yo, why you didn't just sell it to the church? And I said, I tried, but they didn't believe that we owned the property. And he said, excuse my friend, shit, that's what I'm going to do. And if they don't buy it from me, I'm going to block the property off. And then where it's going to be at? And I said, I was going to do that, but I didn't have the conscience to do that. And then it was a distance from where I lived at, but I just didn't have the conscience to do that. And he said, conscience? There ain't no conscience in business. This is just a business move. You understand? And it resonated with me because he was like, they just want somebody to give them the property. And that would be all fine and dandy. But I'm not giving them the property. It's just business at the end of the day. And there's no room for church and business. And it just gave me a whole perspective. Like, yeah, in business, this is cutthroat. We get into the money, the bottom line. And people say that money brings evil out of people. I don't think money brings evil out of people. It was taught to me that money is just a tool. My mentor taught me that money is a tool that enhances a person's personality and characteristics. That's all it is. If a person has an evil characteristic or an evil personality, money gives them the ability to use that, to have a hidden agenda and use that as a way to spread evil or spread a false energy or something like that. You understand? I'm not an evil person. So I don't intend to, if I get money, when I get money and stuff, I don't intend to do evil things with it. I'm not going to do somebody wrong morally because I feel that I'm a moral person. But in business, you have to have a cutthroat mentality. Dude was awesome. He was like, yo, I'm going to charge them. If they want to park on it, I'm going to charge them. And they're going to pay me or I'm going to block the whole parking lot off. And he was dead serious. And I said, yo, that's the type of mentality that we all have in business and we all have to have in business. One of my favorite movies that I recently saw is called The Founder. It's with Michael Keaton. And it goes... And it pretty much details how McDonald's became the powerhouse that they are. And he said something in that movie. And he said, in business, there's no room for the G Gallagher's and the whole RG, the little fluffy type person. No, this is a warrior atmosphere. This is a cutthroat atmosphere. Anybody can get it. And I like that's the approach that we have to have towards business and being serious. We ain't looking for no hookups. This is business. We ain't looking for no shortcuts. This is business. It's just business. Friends is friends. This is business. There's no room for church in the wild. And in the business world, this is the wild, wild west. You just might have on a three-piece suit. It ain't going to justify, it ain't going to change anything. Ain't no room for no organized, you can't organize anarchy when you have somebody that is as cutthroat as the business world is. And people say, well, the poor are, like, when you in a position to always need something, then you're always dependent on somebody. The mentality should be like, I shouldn't need anybody. I shouldn't need nobody to help me pay medical bills. I shouldn't need nobody to help me with anything. I should be able to stand on my own two feet. And so many people have become dependent and reliant that they just don't see that aspect. And I understand it because I came from that place. But in this business world, you will be surprised. It is just tedious and vicious. But it brings the... But I love it, though. I can't get enough of business. I can't get enough of the hustle. I love it when I close a deal. I become so intrigued in and involved in it. My energy just picks up when I make a deal, or when I come across a deal, or how I move. You dig? But there's no room in this business world for, oh my God, I hope he doesn't feel bad. Oh my God, I wish I could help him. Yeah, I would like to help him, but at the end of the day, I gotta meet my bottom line. I got services to provide. You're gonna have to pay me for those services at the end of the day. And everybody has that ability. Everybody has that talent. Everybody has something that they are great at that they can utilize to provide it to the world. So many people just don't utilize their talent and their gift. And they become, oh my God, I don't want to charge for this. Why not? You gifted at it. Look, the artist person is, oh, I just want to create art. You're going to create the art. Somebody's going to capitalize off of your art that you created. But it came from your idea. It came from your brain. But you're going to let somebody else capitalize off of your talents. That makes no sense to me. For the hustlers that listen to me out there, that's like somebody getting paid off of your hustle. No. You're supposed to always see the advantage on both sides of the spectrum. You understand? You know what I mean? So we got three steps to separate the business from the church. And when I say church, I'm talking in a sense of like morality. Yeah, we know it's not right sometimes that, like, if you own a rental property, we know we don't want to evict people. You know, we don't want to put people out of the house. But I know it's not the morale thing to do. But at the same time, I have to make my money. You understand? I have responsibilities and people that depend on me. If you don't pay your rent, my employees can't get paid. They expecting to get paid and feed their families. But if you don't pay your rent, how am I paying my employees? So you holding up the process. You stopping the machine. You know what I'm saying? So it's three steps to separating business from morality. The first step is business. It is not personal. Do not take it personal. If somebody outbid me or get one over on me, it's a lesson learned to look at it from a different perspective and don't let that happen again. You have to be able to break habits in business. You have to be able to learn from your encounters. You have to learn from your mistakes. Because if you repeat the same mistakes, they become costly. You understand? Business is business. It is not personal. And just because somebody got a quick one to pass you or got over on you, next time you know that you have to move in a different manner. You know you have to move in a different light. It's not personal, it's just business. You got to go through the bumps and bruises and obstacles to be a great businessman or woman. You dig? Number two, you have to look at the bottom line. If it's going to slow up your machine and what you got going on, and it's going to throw a monkey wrench in your well-oiled machine, oh, you got to cut that out. You got to cut it out like a cancer because it'll spread. Especially if you built everything from the bottom up. Anything that's going to jeopardize what you have built, you want to move away from it. And this is talking from a social standpoint to a professional standpoint. I'm not kicking it with people on that carry guns or out there on the corner anymore. Not that I'm too good for that. It's just that I can't jeopardize everything that I built for that. You understand? That's where the association comes in at. Yeah, we are cool and I'll rock with you and we'll forever have what we had. But I can't jeopardize what I'm building for what I had. So I can't look at the past the way I once did look at the past. I have to look at the past with like, yo, is this going to jeopardize what I built? You understand? So you have to look at the bottom line. You never want to jeopardize everything that you're building for what you once already had. You understand? Now, understand, you can jeopardize what you're building for what you're going to get. And if it's going to be an upgrade and if it's going to progress, you can jeopardize that. But never jeopardize what you already built for something that you already encountered as an obstacle or a hindrance, or it's going to potentially cost you everything that you have built. You never want to put yourself in a position like that. And third, always give back. Always give back. Just because you look at the bottom line, that doesn't mean that you can't do great things. You can't do wonderful things for people. I love giving back. I love helping people. I love being considerate for people. Long as it's not jeopardizing what I'm building and stuff like that, yes, I will teach you. I will look out for you. It's all about, you know what I'm saying, giving back once you acquire or once you have done something significant. It's about giving back. I'm more than willing to teach anybody that wants to learn. Excuse me, I had to sneeze. But wants to learn. It's always important to give back so your generation behind you won't repeat the same mistakes that you repeated. That's what I try to teach. Why would I teach somebody behind me, a younger cousin, a younger nephew, or son, daughters, whoever, why would I teach them to go $200,000 in debt when I know that hasn't worked for 90% of the people that went to school? Truth be told, the majority of people that went to school are just living off of refund checks, not knowing that eventually you have to pay that money back. All the people shining, they be happy because they get a $4,000, $3,000 refund check every 3 months, and they can shine off of that for a year and a half, 2 years. Why would I teach my cousins or my sons and nephews, and why would I teach them that? To put yourself in debt so you can shine for a little while. No. I don't want the generation behind me to repeat the same mistakes that I made. You dig? So those are the three steps. Business is business. It's nothing personal. Number two, look at the bottom line. Make sure you never jeopardize what you're trying to build or what you're building. You dig? So you have to look at the bottom line. Y'all have to excuse me. My emails are going crazy. You dig? But, yeah, always give, and that's number two, look at the bottom line. And number three is always give back. You know what I'm saying? Always make sure you turn around and help somebody out. You understand? So I'm going to get out of here. If y'all trying to reach me at, y'all can email me at iamexample456@gmail.com. And then you can send those recommendations for the example of the week. And you can also follow us on Instagram at i_am_example456. So you can get your daily motivational and inspirational quotes. And you can also subscribe to the channel on YouTube at iamexample456. And you can go there, like, share, and subscribe to the channel. Make sure you share with somebody and help somebody out, you dig? And I'm gonna get out of here. Y'all be safe.